This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris today embarked on her first trip as vice president in a visit to Guatemala and Mexico. One of her goals is to figure out how to reduce the number of migrants to the United States from those countries as well as from Honduras and El Salvador. Harris is looking to reach agreements for more cooperation on border security and economic development to keep people in their home countries. She's meeting with the Guatemalan president on Monday and Mexico's president on Tuesday. In addition, she's expected to meet community leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Guatemala. While in Mexico, she's participating in a conversation with female entrepreneurs and holding a roundtable with labor workers. Ahead of her visits to the two countries, she has emphasized the need for increased employment opportunities and better living conditions. She announced $310 million in U.S. aid to support refugees and deal with food shortages. She also recently won commitments from U.S. companies and organizations to invest in Central American countries to promote economic opportunity and job training. The U.S. also last week said it would send a combined 1.5 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to Guatemala and to Mexico. A key U.S. centrist Democratic lawmaker, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, adamantly voiced his opposition on Sunday to sweeping nationalization of voting laws favored by President Joe Biden and other Democrats. Manchin is perhaps the most conservative Democrat in the 100-member U.S. Senate. He told Fox News Sunday that he will continue to oppose the voting reforms because they are too partisan and have not drawn any Republican congressional support. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The government of Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack that left at least 160 people dead late last week in the northern village of Solon. The International Committee for the Red Cross, noting that local hospitals are overwhelmed, told VOA it responded Sunday morning to a request for medical supplies in Dori, that's a town in northern Burkina Faso. The attack happened overnight Friday in the village of Solon, located in Yaga province, near the border with Niger in the country's Sahel region. The number of dead and injured continue to rise. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although analysts say it could be the work of the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. The attack is the deadliest since the conflict between Burkina Faso and armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group, which began in 2015. Attackers killed 88 people in Nigeria's Kebbi State on Thursday, spurring its governor to pledge a bigger deployment of security forces on Sunday, as insecurity spreads largely unchecked throughout the country's northwest. Perpetrators swept through 8 villages, killing people and sending residents fleeing, police said, giving a death toll of 88. Details are still emerging. A spokesperson for Kebbi Governor Abubakar Bugudu said on Sunday the attackers had come from neighboring Niger and Zamfara states, rustling cattle and destroying crops. Gunmen have ramped up attacks on the region's communities in recent years, forcing thousands to flee across Nigeria's northern border to Niger. The attackers have become globally notorious because of mass kidnappings at schools, with more than 800 students abducted since December. Pope Francis has expressed pain over the discovery in Canada of the remains of 215 boarding school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on what he called a shocking development. But he didn't offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster healing. 2 days earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican hadn't offered an apology. From the 19th century to the 1970s, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced in Canada to attend state-funded Christian schools. The majority of those schools were run by Roman Catholic missionary congregations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.